Our reading today in the Ephesians sermon series comes from the fourth chapter of Ephesians. So then, putting away falsehood, let each of you speak the truth with your neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Those who steal must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor doing good work with their own hands so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil come out of your mouths, but only what is good for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Here ends the reading. So, confession time. Sometimes when I read Paul's letters, my eyes start to glaze over. His run-on sentences, which, if you can believe, are even worse in the original Greek, tend to turn into this laundry list of moral imperatives, these moral to-dos. It's really not the most exciting reading. And nonetheless, they are important for communities, and I think especially important for raising kids. This is the way we want our kids to behave, right? In order to grow up into kind, compassionate adults. There's a lot of wisdom that we can dissect from these passages. And I cannot help but hear my own mother's voice when Paul says, "Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry," right? Or if you don't have anything kind to say, it's better not to say anything at all. Anyone else remember your parents telling you those things? Yeah. Yeah, Ephesians, comes from Ephesians. The original Greek for imitators is the word mimetai. It's actually where we get in English where we get the word mime. So we might say that we are called to be God's mimes. That kind of sounds like a good band name, doesn't it? Yeah. Being imitators of God is such a tall order. It's a serious responsibility. And it's not easy at all for a lot of reasons. But you know who I find excels at being imitators of God? Kids. Especially the younger kids. They have this innate sense of kindness. And they recognize when someone needs a hug. They encourage one another. And they haven't yet learned malice or bitterness. Sometimes during the week when I walk through the childcare center that's here, I feel like a celebrity. Because as I walk through, they all smile and wave at me, and Pastor Sean, and it just makes me feel like I'm a celebrity when I'm in there. They are natural imitators of God. And I think this is because they know that they are loved and valued and important. Loved, valued, and important by their family and by God. I say this because somewhere along the way, as we get older, we begin to doubt this about ourselves. The world gets noisy with voices that begin to drown out this basic truth. So noisy that sometimes we begin to give in to those voices, that we're not worthy enough, that there is something about us that somehow disqualifies us from God's love and grace, that somehow we are outside of the boundaries, outside looking inward. And as if we fear that there's not enough of God's love to go around, sometimes the church then begins to set up boundaries themselves, to say who is in or who is out, who has earned God's love and who has yet to get their stuff together. We develop criteria for admission into God's grace and goodness. Well, my siblings in Christ, as a called and ordained minister in the Church of Christ and by Christ's authority, I declare to you that there is no criteria for you to meet. There is no criteria for you to meet. The criteria for God's unconditional love and forgiveness and grace is that of Jesus Christ, specifically Christ crucified for you and I. Period. Jesus tells us that we must become like children, that we must adopt a childlike faith in order to experience and participate in God's reign, a childlike faith and heart to experience God's love and grace for us. It's hard to imitate something which you have not experienced. It's hard to imitate something that you don't feel that you are worthy of. So here is the good news for you, my friends. Let this sink in. Close your eyes if you need to. Find a comfortable posture. Take a deep breath with me. And let this sink in. God loves you. God loves you. And another time for those in the back. You are God's beloved child. God claims you and calls you by name. You are precious, loved, and redeemed. And one more time to pierce those layers of noise that exist in our world. God's love for you is not dependent on what you do. It is a gift to be received, freely given from God. Just receive it. My prayer for you is that you find yourselves immersed in this good news, that you find yourselves awashed anew in this good news of God's love every day, that you let it sink into your bones, into your very being. So I spent some time reading about mimes this week, you know, as you do. And I discovered that miming originated in Greece in the 5th century, BCE. Like today, ancient mimes, they used the movements of their body and their facial expressions to tell a story. It wasn't their words, but it was their actions that conveyed a message to their audience. I pray that you be filled with God's love, my friends. I pray that you come to this table and that you be filled, that you be stuffed with God's love so that the actions and movements of your life convey the story of God's continuing redemption and healing, freedom and life for the sake of the world. That you come to experience this love so that you can be God's mimes and imitators in the world. May it be so. Thanks be to God. Amen. Pray with me, will you? Lord Jesus, thank you for your love, which is not a crumb to be guarded, but a feast to be shared. Awaken our hearts to the light of your goodness and grace, that we may reflect your love to a world desperately starving for something real and authentic and life-giving. In your name we pray. Amen.